the most difficult questions we have to face is what to do about suffering. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why does bad have to happen at all? Some of the worst suffering we have to endure is actually looking at the suffering of those that we love and feeling powerless. What can I do to help them? I know I've experienced this very much where my friends are suffering. I want to do something. The parishioners are suffering. I wish I could help them. One of the things you learn often as a priest is that sometimes the only thing you can do is just be there. And there's really nothing else to do. You really are powerless. Even a priest that has the power of God, I can bring the presence of Jesus. But we know even Jesus sometimes was just there, and he didn't take away the suffering. In fact, he took on our suffering and nailed it to the cross. But it doesn't necessarily make it easier when suffering comes, particularly suffering that there seems like there's nothing we can do about it. Right now, people are suffering a lot, and primarily mentally. I know so many people who have come to me and said, we're at the end of our rope. We don't know what to do. We don't know what else we can do. We don't know how much more we can take. This is hard. All you know is that I don't feel like I'm going to go on. I don't want to go on. What do you do? Where do you go? Where do you find help? Not just for others, but for yourself. What do you do when it seems like nothing makes you feel better? Well, of course, this is a spiritual issue. We can pray. It's also a physical, mental issue. Thank God for good counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists. Everyone's suffering a lot with just the effects that build of all the isolation from COVID, not being able to go out, do the things we would normally do. We see the power of just a hug or being in someone's physical presence when those things are taken away and we can't do them. These are things that all add to a growing depression. Not to mention that it's winter now and there's less light, and there's often people who suffer every year from seasonal affective disorder. It's not easy right now. What do we do? Well, in today's gospel, we have a famous passage from the Gospel of Matthew where Jesus is walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he goes on a mountain and he sits down and crowds come, and it says that they bring to him the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. It struck me as I was praying over that today, why are they bringing those people with them? This is not a place where it's easy to travel. They're walking around the Sea of Galilee in a mountainous area. Why are they bringing all these sick and unable people with them? Wouldn't it be easier just to leave them behind? Well, I think brothers and sisters like you and me, when we have our loved ones, our friends, the people we care about who are suffering and we want to do something, we're willing to go to great lengths to try to help them, often seeming like there's just nothing we can do. Well, these people in the gospel today did think there was something they could do. They wanted to bring their sick loved ones to Jesus. And if you're the one that's suffering, well, keep in mind what's true about the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute. They can't do it themselves. They're powerless. If you're lame, you can't walk yourself to Jesus. If you're blind, even if you could walk, you couldn't see where to go to find Jesus. If you're deformed, something else is wrong. And if you're mute, well, even if you got to Jesus, you wouldn't know how to ask for what you needed. All these people are powerless. Now, that's not something that we, especially as Americans, like to feel very often. We like to feel empowered. We are the masters of our own fate, the captain of our own ship. We'll go where we want to, do what we want to, and if there's a problem, by golly, we'll solve it ourselves, because that's what we do. We pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and we carry on. Well, not always. And sometimes that's just not possible. In fact, in 12-step groups, step number one towards healing is that we admitted we were powerless, that our lives had become unmanageable. Our lives, whether we have an addiction or not, like a 12-step group, will be unmanageable if we think we'll fix our problems completely ourselves. In many ways, perhaps mentally, right now, with all the suffering, we are lame, blind, deformed, mute, whatever it is. We need to get to Jesus. That's where the hope comes from, and if you're doing all right, well, be like the crowd in the gospel today who brought all the sick people along with them. Maybe that's the best thing we can do right now in the midst of the powerlessness that we find ourselves in with all the suffering. One power that we do have is to go to Jesus and to bring our friends with us. I'm thinking of all my friends right now who are suffering, that they don't want to be alone, and yet they feel like they're so sad that they want to isolate. We all know people like this right now. We need to find them. And even if they maybe don't feel like they want to hear from us, or they just feel more sad because they don't know what will make things better, well, do like the crowd did in the gospel and bring them to Jesus anyway. Bring them help. Bring them a sense of empowerment that none of us are really completely powerless. The trick to step number one in the 12 steps is realizing that, yes, we're powerless. Powerless to do it on our own. So today, make sure you're not alone. And make sure nobody else is alone either. Because when we admit that we're powerless, when we turn it over to God, the secret is then we really do become powerful. Because just like in the gospel, when they got to Jesus, Jesus says, all right, what do you have? Well, we've got 7 loaves and a few fish. And that was enough. Jesus will take your powerlessness, and when you turn it over to him, that will be enough. Enough for you, and enough for all your friends, and more left over. And that can give us hope, even when things might seem pretty bleak right now. So admit your powerlessness, and then you actually become powerful in Jesus. I hope you find that power today, and all your friends as well. God bless you.